This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. An investigation into a homicide that was reported yesterday on Thelma Drive in Monroe has led to the arrest of a suspect. Dantarius Holmes has been arrested and charged with one count of second-degree murder and one count of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. The victim has been identified as Vincent Neal of Monroe. Holmes has been booked into the Ouachita Correctional Center on the charge. The NFL has suspended Tampa Bay wide receiver Mike Evans for one game for his role in a fight against the Buccaneers and their win over the Saints. Evans knocked Saints cornerback Michael Thomas down to the ground during a shoving match between Thomas and Bucs running back Leonard Fournette. Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas says that the Bucs instigated the fight. Since 2003, 174 roundabouts have been constructed in Louisiana. Then while many are resistant to change, DOTD spokesperson Rodney Mallett says, according to a survey they conducted after the last roundabout, 85% say there were better traffic flows and they'd like to see another one. There have been 85% fewer wrecks and traffic flows are better. Senator Bill Cassidy has announced a big federal infrastructure law grant for a central Louisiana airport. More from Kevin Gallagher.
Alexandria International Airport's Scott Gamble says the $1.6 million infusion of federal cash will go to very good use.
We're ecstatic that we're able to receive the grant from this infrastructure bill.
He says infrastructure is exactly where that money will be spent.
Rehabilitating our ramp systems and our runway and taxiway system.
Gamble says some of the runways and taxiways at the former England Air Force Base are almost 80 years old and, while in good shape, need some TLC.
So we're very excited that we're able to receive these grants.
The money also means jobs to get that work done. I'm Kevin Gallagher.
And I'm Corey Crow. This is KEDM.